The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 195. Interview with Paul Lafayette and Miss Anna. Today's show is brought to you by The Luckless Prince, a novel by Rhee Sheridan Rose. Young Prince Roland is bored with castle life. When a chance comes to go on a trade mission for his father, he leaps at it. With his faithful squire Stefan at his side, he's swept up in a current of intrigue and danger that will leave you breathless. Follow them forth into fantasy adventure in The Luckless Prince by Rhee Sheridan Rose, available for Kindle and Nook, or in paperback, from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Zumaya Publications. Find out more at ReeWriter.com.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts, the gatekeeper of the fairies and expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn, a member of the royal family and has a crown to prove it, Matt Letter.
Hey, welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I am Tony Artem.
And I am Matt Letter.
Matt survived the plague.
He
must have used that plague away.
I almost died, but then I got better.
Yay. That's good.
Yeah, I think so anyway.
We always like to have Matt around. I mean, what other royal can we keep captive in our castle?
Yes, thank you so much for that. What other royal is going to muck out the stables?
We have minions to do that.
Oh, I thought I got to do that. I was really proud of that. I did a good job. You mean I don't get to muck out the stables anymore? Oh.
I don't know what your father would say about that, let alone your mother being king and queen.
I'm a major disappointment to them anyway.
Well, maybe we should introduce the first song and then keep talking, huh?
Sounds good.
That was what? Kenny's Penny by the Gypsy Gorilla Band from Ernie's Pot of Gold 2. So, yeah, Matt got better from the plague.
I got better.
So, and apparently people actually like the segment, Where Are They?
So should we find
out where the rest of these guys are? At last I checked, I believe Mark was still out visiting yet another castle somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Kristen, where did we hear Kristen was?
She was at the pub.
She's at the pub still.
Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, I'm pretty much the only person that's changed their situation in the past month.
Yeah.
I don't think Kristen's left the pub for about a month now.
Yeah, you want to talk about Joe, though? Joe's been gone a long time. Where is Joe? Do you know where Joe is?
I don't know. Joe's been Oh, there's a link here.
Oh.
We don't know where he's been, but wherever he is, he's been hauling away. And that's the name of our next song, Haul Away Joe, by Captain John Stout from Songs from the Water's Edge. And that is a link.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
Oh, when I was a little lad, so my mother told me, she said,
"Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
That if I did not kiss the girls, my lips would grow all moldy." She said,
"Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And way, haul away, we'll haul for better weather. And way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And way, haul away, we'll haul away together. And way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe."
Our King Louis was the king of France until the Revolution.
And we haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Well, then he had his head chopped off and ruined his constitution. He said,
we haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And we haul away, we'll haul for better weather. And we haul.
Patrick was a gentleman, he came from decent people.
And we haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
When he built a church in Dublin town, and on it he built the steeple. He said,
we haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And we haul away, we'll haul for better weather. And we haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
And we'll
haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Well, now I have an Irish lass, she damn near drives me crazy.
And we'll haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And we haul away, we'll haul for better weather. And we'll haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And we'll haul away, we'll haul away together.
Better weather,
we'll haul away,
we'll haul away, Joe.
And we haul away,
we'll haul away together.
And we haul away,
we'll haul away, Joe.
And we haul away, we'll haul away, for better weather, we'll haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And we haul.
When Colonel Bruther, the captain, shook his sword across the sea. Rolling glory on the ocean, I had a mind, oh Bruther, would make an earl of me. Rolling glory on the ocean, so I shut my mind on women, forgot their sturdy hips, and yet I stuffed my pockets by playing on their lips. But before I'd give them bundles, I quickly took to ships. Rolling glory on the ocean. Out there we fought with cutlass, with blunderbuss and gun. Rolling glory on the ocean. With boarding and with broadside, we made the Dutchman run. Rolling glory on the ocean. And down among the captains in their green skin shoes, I sought for you, O Bruther, and got but little news, till I shook him by the hand in the Bay of Santa Cruz. Rolling glory on the ocean. O Bruther, says kindly, you're a fresh blade from Mayo. Rolling glory on the ocean. So come among my captains, to Achelback we'll go. Rolling glory on the ocean. Although the Spanish beauties are dark and not so dear, I'd rather taste in Bayo with April on the air. One brace and tender female, so swing your canvas here. Rolling glory on the ocean. There's no man, says a stranger, whose hand I'd rather grip. Rolling glory on the ocean. Well, I'm your man, says Bruther, and you're aboard my ship. Rolling glory on the ocean. They drank to deeper friendship and ocean roguery. They rolled ashore together, but between yourself and me, we found old Bruther dangling within a nary tree. Ghosting glory on the ocean.
Thank you. He was counting. I first produced my pistols and then produced my review.
I said, standing on the earth for I am the old deceiver. My shouting gun will whack for the daddy o. Whack for the daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar. Well, he counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. And she saw it and she swore that she never would deceive me. That devil take the woman for they never can be easy. Watch the ring going out. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. There's a whiskey in the jar. Well, I went into me chambers. We were gonna take a slumber. The dream of golden girls. And of course it was no wonder. Me Jenny took me chargers and filled them up with water. She called on Captain Farrell to get ready for that slaughter. A shouting now my woman. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning before rose the travel. In came a band of footmen and likewise Captain Farrell. So I goes to draw me pistols, but she stole away me rapier. I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner
That was Whiskey in the Jar by Kilo Hall from Maritime Traditions.
And before Whiskey in the Jar was Salamanca and O'Dowd's favorite, both reels by TJ Hull and Jeff Ksazik from East.
And before that, the Ballad of O Avra Deer, Out of the Ocean by Dan Miller from Irish Pirate Ballad and Other Songs of the Sea. So next up is an interview that you did, right, Matt?
That is correct, at Sherwood Forest Fair. Let's listen in. Hi, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I am here with...
I am Elliot, also known as Paul Lafayette. That's my performer name on the circuit.
I am Alicia. My performer name is Miss Anna.
Yes.
And it is wonderful to meet you both.
Well, thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
And so tell me about your act.
Well... I just hit the road 2 years ago with nothing but a dream in my heart and $400 in my pocket and a bit of dissatisfaction with life as a whole. So I hit and I just wanted to become an amazing juggler. And then I saw that magicians get more applause and I liked that. And I had just left Rhode Island. 3 days later, I met a certain redheaded girl who did gymnastics and...
That's me!
And then after that, we just started juggling and I guess it really started taking off. We went to Colorado Renaissance Festival, and there I met one special Frenchman named Arsène Dupin.
Yes, yes, I know of him, yes.
I said, I would like to learn some magic. And he says, oh, you know magic. And then he blew me out of the water. this is a pattern that I got very used to. And I was like, well, I can also juggle. And he goes, oh, really? So he blew me out of the water with juggling. I'm firmly convinced that any room that Arsene goes into is, he's the most amazing person in that room and just absolutely stupid.
Yeah, that's what you get for talking to the master about, hey, look, I can do kung fu. Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Watch as I flip off the ceiling.
Seriously, any performer who goes out onto stage, shoos the audience away, leaves the stage, and then they stay for like another minute or so, that's some power.
Yeah.
Regardless, there were more talented people than either of us, but we're just the two that stuck around. So now every so often we practice diligently, like about two hours a day of juggling at least, not to include the magic. I do my own solo magic show. She does her own solo juggling show, and then together. Next we're traveling to Georgia Fair, where we're actually going to be working as Arsene's assistant, working a little closer with him, all the while developing our act as together and apart.
Very cool. So you just met each other and decided, hey, let's go on the road. I'd like to tour the country with you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to sum up 3 months of convincing. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, I hit the road, went down to Texas, had never been any further than Washington, D.C., met a redhead who wanted to own a gymnastics gym. And now she's... Well, we're back in Texas, so it's not really impressive now, is it?
Oh, it's still impressive. I mean, that's got to take a lot of guts to start out. What was it like the first few months?
Honestly, the biggest hamper was actually a bit of pride. Everybody feels it, but hitting the road being like, I have the answers. And then I was age 25 at that point, and there were no real good answers to any of that. So the biggest part was, A, I sucked at juggling. B, I sucked at magic. C, after 2 years of practice, doing my own show and practicing diligently, A and B have not changed at all. But the biggest thing, it was scary, especially since the first and foremost part about being a performer is performing is a separate skill from juggling or magic. And that was probably the biggest lesson I learned. Besides having many heart attacks while doing my magic tricks for 3 people. The first year time I ever performed, it was here at Sherwood Forest Fair. Last year, I did 3 tricks, including a self-working trick, and all of them failed. And the person in the audience came up and said, so, do you want me to teach you a magic trick? That was...
Oh, nice.
It was bad.
And my pride goes...
Pretty much. It was good for me. The actual physical hardest part... thing to do is I'm good enough and all my friends were better at these skills than me. I was convincing myself I'm good enough to walk out in front of the audience and be like, hey, do you want to watch a magic show? In a voice with as much confidence as that, as that Frenchman says, it's the circle of fear. He goes, you have to break the circle of fear. And you see it a lot.
So what about you, Alicia? This guy shows up and you want to own a gym, gymnastics studio, and... How did it get to this point?
He was actually the one that taught me how to juggle in the first place. And so that kind of started the ball rolling. And I had been doing Renaissance festivals since I was like 8 years old. I've been going there, everything. And so I'd always had this idea and be like, oh, it'd be really awesome to travel with them and go everywhere, explore the country. And then he came along and he's like, hey, by the way, I'm doing this. Do you want to come? And I'm like, sure, I'll do it for like a year. And then it was funny because we actually did this show and then Scarborough Fair in Texas. And then that summer, he went to Colorado and I went to Europe. I took about a 3-week vacation over in Europe and just traveling around there with my sister. And then I came back here with like all these new stories and skills. And I'm like, yeah, look at me. I can now juggle clubs. Yay. And then met back up with him in the New York Fair?
Yeah, around Tuxedo Park, New York Fair.
And at that point, we both had the skill and we were like, oh, we can actually practice together now because I had caught up enough. We could do stuff.
Yeah. And
from there, we just kept traveling. And here we are today, both performing out here.
I mean, and honestly, besides that, this is the first year where we're going to be performers the entire year round.
Yeah.
And either next year or a couple of years down the line, after we feel we have enough experience, we're actually going to be doing a Europe trip and doing nothing but street shows to get our credentials in order, because nothing helps other than smashing your face in the wall until people like it. Honestly, we went about things all wrong. At the Tuxedo Park, the first time I was ever able to perform is I walked down to the manager's office every day for 3 weeks straight. I've been since told that that was the worst thing I could do. But it worked out for me. Don't do it if anybody's listening. Yeah, it was a large amount of harassment and just persistence. Like, not even having the skill level, just... It's kind of like if you want to learn how to jump over a car, you don't do it with a tricycle or something. It's you have to jump in front of the car. Bad euphemism? It's okay. My legs are healed. It's fine.
It's just showing the mentors that you are actually can do it and are serious about it. Going back to them every week, every few weeks, and being like, hey, look how I've improved. What else do I need to do? And them going like, well, you need to work on this. And you're like, mind blown.
That's actually a very good way of putting it succinctly, what I've been trying to say. Persistence is more impressive than skill.
Yep.
But there's other things. I mean, performers, it's... My goal with being a performer, what I wanted was I wanted to arrive figuratively naked in the middle of a city. Like, just wearing the clothes on my back. No money, no props, nothing. Barely even having shoes. It's all duct tape and love. Going up to somebody and saying... Hey, can I borrow a quarter? They give me a quarter, and I do a couple of tricks for a dollar. They'll say, yeah, just a small dollar. With that dollar, buy a pack of cards. With that pack of cards, do a coin and card show. Spend that to buy more props. I wanted to be able to start with nothing, go somewhere, and make a living. So it wasn't really, I wanted to be amazing. What I wanted was an emancipation from money. The ability to just go anywhere, do what I want, and not have to worry about anything. Didn't have to be like, well, I would do this, but I have a job. It's like, no, if you don't do it now, you're not going to do it.
Has it been hard to kind of leave everything you used to have behind?
It has and it hasn't, because, you know, most of it will still be there.
That gap.
Yeah. I mean, you do get a bigger gap, something I've been experiencing, because I left fresh out of high school. So when all my friends were like, I'm going off to college, I'm doing this, I'm like, I'm taking online classes and traveling around the country learning things. Yeah.
I mean, I did do a lot of college. I have actually worked as a psychologist over in Rhode Island for quite a while. So I had one of those fancy degrees and one of those good jobs or whatnot. But you have to, everybody takes a look at their life and says, is this really it? A lot of people stop and they're in a constant state of preparation.
What were some of the surprises that you found?
A good one is the first time I started working at Colorado Pearl Street Mall, and it was working the street. I get to a Renaissance Festival, and it's a fake street. People watch are more ready to watch you rather than grabbing their attention, but they're also more likely to walk away. So you have to learn faster. Small stuff matters.
What about you?
Biggest surprises I've hit is, well, this is actually my first fair actually performing at, and so I had this really silly notion coming out here first weekend that I was just gonna juggle and people were just gonna come up to me and stop and watch. And then I get out here and it's like, oh no, by the way, you actually have to be able to talk and interact and joke and have a show, you know, to make money. So that was kind of the shocker for performing. I'm like, oh right, I have to work still.
Yeah, that performing itself is hard. Both Alicia and I, even though it may not seem it, we're actually rather shy people. We've worked on it, but we are very shy. When at the end of Monday, once fair is over, we go home and we're both introverts. She's reading, I'm messing around on the computer, and we don't talk to anybody all day. You can't necessarily be like that. There are ways to attract attention without actually shouting out at people, but that's never been me. I get people there, and then it's... You can't stop. You can never stop. You have to be in the game. You have to focus. If I'm doing a trick and at some point I glance to my side and I'm no longer making eye contact and I'm no longer with the audience, people will walk away. And nothing teaches you that you're being boring than some of them people walking away.
It is brutal honesty.
Definitely. It's like, no, by the way, you're not interesting anymore. I'm going to leave. You don't get a tip.
A hard thing about performing is also character development, and that's not something you can plan. That's something you have to go out there. People will sit down and say, I don't have a script, and they'll write it down. Things aren't going to go according to script. Performing as a skill is also being able to change and adapt. Improvisation. And improvisation doesn't mean you don't know lines and you're making them up on the spot. Improving things means that you have the lines and you know when to use them. You can see stock line said by four different people in four different ways mean four different things. I mean, there's one-liners, but that's improving.
You have kind of a repertoire that you fall back on that you can access at any point when you need to be funny.
I bought two different books of one-liners. But Jem's like, you know, one of my favorite things to do in the world is to pack myself into a small suitcase. No, seriously, at times I can hardly contain myself.
Ba-dum-tsh. Oh, nice. So, where can people find you throughout the year? Like, what are your plans for the rest of the season? Yeah.
Well, after Sherwood Forest Fair, we're actually taking a short break for 3 weeks before we go to Georgia.
Yes. After Georgia, we'll be going to Scarborough Fair up in Dallas, so still in Texas.
We'll be working on stage with us and as his assistants in that show, as well as Georgia.
Yeah. Then we are heading to Colorado Fair.
Great. And you have a way that people can find you online?
Besides Facebook, we are currently in the process. We've hired somebody to make a webpage for us.
Thanks a ton for talking to me, Elliot.
No problem. Thank you.
Alicia?
Matt. Bye.
Hey, everybody. I'm Salsa.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jenna. In addition to being performers at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, we are also co-hosts of the weekly podcast Apropos of Nothing, wherein we talk at great lengths about nothing in particular while trying out new drinks in the name of science.
Our show also features guests on a regular basis, such as MC Frontalot, nerdcore rapper extraordinaire, Carr Hagerman, better known probably to this audience as the rat catcher of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, and Jick and Mr. Skullhead, designers of the video game Kingdom of Loathing.
For more information about us, or to listen to our show, go to aonpodcast.com or download us on iTunes. You can also friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
First the bilge rat, now this dungeon. I really need a job change. Good thing I can hear the Renaissance Festival news.
So Matt, did you watch the Tonight Show with Jay Leno and see the original California Pleasure Fair?
I actually missed it. How was it?
It was good. It was a funny little segment. It was a comedian who went out to one of the festivals. Jane the Fool was one of the guests on there, and the theme was how to pick up a girlfriend. Yeah, it was very funny. It was true to the Renaissance Festival spirit, and it was quite funny and insightful for those people who haven't quite experienced the Ren Fest or want to. But yeah, the clip is on our Facebook site, so you guys can watch it over and over and over again. All right, here's an interesting thing. I don't know what Renaissance Festival it is. It could be Virginia's Renaissance Festival, but they have the very first female jouster. It sounded pretty interesting. I never would have thought that women were interested in jousting, but I guess there are those out there who are.
So. I always was under the impression that women were smarter in that they didn't want to hit each other with sticks at full speed, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're both thinking along the same lines. So some sad news. As some of you know, Silver Leaf Renaissance Festival has closed its gates after more than 20 years. So we've lost yet another Renaissance Festival this year. And to make matters worse, Shakespeare and Friends Renaissance Festival has closed also after 12 years.
Aww.
So two more festivals have sadly left us, so make sure you guys go out and support your local fairs. And despite those two closing, there is a new Renaissance Festival starting up in Wisconsin. I don't really have very many details about that. And there's another new festival starting up called Black Rock Medieval Summer Fest, which is going to be in July sometime. So look to those and get out and enjoy the festivals and remember those that closed. So, shall we talk about a world record attempt?
I think we should.
All right. On the 2nd of June, There was a world record attempt made in the UK at Strawberry Fields on Midsummer's Common, Cambridge, UK. The record was to attempt to break the world record for most fairies in a single spot at a certain time, the largest fairy gathering. And it happened on Strawberry Fields as they attempted to smash the 67 fairies that happened set in Australia in 2010. All you had to do was dress up like a fairy, have wings and a wand, and you would be counted as one, and they did it. So the new world record is 337 people dressed in dressed up in fairies in one location. So congratulations to all of those fairies for the new Guinness Book of World Records. So
wow, they smashed that. They went from what, 60 some to over 300?
Yeah, 67 was set in Australia in 2010, and just this on June 2nd, they had 337 people dressed as fairy beating the former record. So, yeah, yep. So there you go. Strawberry Fair broke the record, and into the Guinness Book of World Records they are.
Congratulations.
So, coming up very, very soon, Matt and I will be at Convergence, a sci-fi and fantasy convention, and we're going to be doing a live show of this show. So, well, not of this show, but of the podcast.
Yes, indeed, and it is going to be quite the adventure.
Yes, it is going to be on, let's see, Saturday at 8:30, and hopefully the masquerade will be done by then.
Yeah, so send us a message if you're going to be showing up, and we will make sure to save you a spot.
Yes, indeed. So that's been the news for this week, and now back to somewhere else in the castle.
For a second batch of music here, we're going to start with Black Velvet Band by the Crimson Pirates from Putrid and Disgusting.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprenticed in trade I was bound, and many an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town, till bad misfortune befell me and caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and relations, to follow the Black Velvet Band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. As I was out walking one evening, not meaning to go very far, I chanced on a pretty young damsel, she was plying her trade in a bar. A watch she took from a customer and placed it right into my hand. Then an officer put me in prison, bad luck to the Black Velvet Band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Next morning before judge and jury, for trial I was bound to appear, and the judge says to me, my dear fellow, the case against you is quite clear, and 7 long years is your sentence.
you're going to Van Diemen's Land. Far away from your friends and relations, to follow the Black Velvet Band.
Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
So listen to me, all you fellows. I'd have you take warning by me, that whenever you're out on the liquor, beware of the pretty Colleen. She'll ply you with whiskey and porter until you're not able to stand. And the very next thing that you know, you're stranded in Van Diemen's Land.
Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Chance, she stays, she rants and she raves, and just a wee thing can you see, that she'll grow, she'll fall, she'll fathom it all, and never be sweeter than this. I love to dream with my song and give up my breath if hers ever should wane, and close I will stay and always remain. I'll stand by my Donny, my Scott.
This tune.
We sing to toast the weakness to which we're quite immune.
Rumor and conjecture have us always in our cups.
And if we fall off the cart, the queen will surely kick our
butts. So say we now. Drink, drink, we never drink. From our stance of fortitude, never shall we shrink. So drink, 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 drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink. Vices we could choose to avoid.
By drinking we shall never fear that we shall be destroyed.
So bring forth your black and tan, bring forth your wine.
If you show us any lack of faith, we'll show you our behind.
So say we now. Drink, drink, we never drink. If we ever break our vow, we're sure to cause a stink. So drink, drink,
Drink, drink, drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink. Don't try to tempt us, you'll only make us laugh. Ha 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 ha.
You'll only further our resolve to never, never quaff.
Quaff,
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 quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff. Drink, 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 drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink.
Of all the vices from which we could abstain,
drink is not a sacrifice, so let us make that plain.
We shall resist like casks of ale as that Guinness pass.
And if thou believest us not, then you can all go kiss my
so ass. So say we now. Drink, drink, we never drink. In the face of revelry, our eyes will never blink. So drink, drink. Drink, drink, drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink. Don't try to tempt us, you'll only make us laugh.
You'll only further our resolve to never, never quaff.
Quaff,
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 quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff. Drink, 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 drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink. So drink, drink. Drink, drink, drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, ever drink.
Oh, I think I'm going to be ill.
Not on my shoes.
Fishermen, fishermen, standing by the sea, have you got a crayfish that you could sell to me?
By the wayside I dilly-dido.
Ah, yes, sir, that indeed I do. Here is a lovely crayfish I'd be glad to sell to you.
By the wayside I dilly-dido.
Well, I took that crayfish home and thought he'd like to swim. So I filled up a chamber pot and threw the bugger in.
By the wayside I diddly-di-do.
Well, in the middle of the night, I thought I'd have a fit. When my old lady got up to take a bath.
By the wayside I diddly-di-do.
Husband, something's in the chamber pot, I don't know what. I think it is the devil and it's got hold of my nose.
By the wayside I diddly-di-do.
Oh, children, children, come bring a looking glass. Come and see the crayfish that bit your mother's cheek.
By the wayside I diddly-di-do.
Ah, children, children, now did you hear a grunt? Come and see the crayfish that bit your mother's lip.
By the wayside I diddly-di-do.
Now, if you got a chamber pot, please remember this. It's not a good home for a crayfish. Someone might want to sleep.
By the wayside I diddly-di-do.
And that was Crayfish by Craig Farrington from A Rhyme for Orange.
And before that was The Lost Boys with We Never Drink from their self-titled album.
And before that, Donnie Scott by Barley Juice from One Shilling. The end of the show now. Oh no.
Aww, we've come to an end of another show.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to go cry, I think.
You're going to go cry? You have nothing left to say to our wonderful listening audience?
Well,
I think we should talk about some of the feedback we're getting from the voicemail. Yeah,
why don't we talk about that?
Okay, as you guys heard on the last show, a listener called about a body song, and we have been getting comments. People think we should mixing the body song still with the regular show. Some of them think that we should label the body songs, but keep them mixed in. So we'll have to think and debate, and we're still open to your suggestions and comments. You can always email them to music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. You can post them on our website, post them on our Facebook, or you can give the castle a call and leave your comments there. And I know Matt would remember the number to the castle since he bought that whole device from Merlin, so I'm sure he can tell you the number.
The number for our castle is 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537.
So yeah, all of the information you ever needed to know about how to contact us is either on our website or on our Facebook page.
Yeah, so thank you for that feedback that you've been sending. And this show really is a show for everybody. This is your show. We play what you want to hear. So if you have very strong preferences and you make the comments, the more comments we get will just help us shape the show better. So if you want a new segment, something we haven't even done before, and you have a cool idea for something, you say, hey, wouldn't it be great if these people talked about this, or I really want to hear more songs like this, let us know. We're always open to suggestions. We're just trying to make it the best show that we can. So give us some feedback, and we will take it. And we will play it on the air, maybe.
And if you know any musicians or bands that want to submit music, there's a nice way on our website to tell them how to submit their music, and we're always looking for new music.
Yeah, we just got a couple this week, actually.
Yeah, that just reminded me. So very soon you'll probably hear new stuff.
Yeah.
Keep submitting. We like new stuff.
New stuff is neat.
So does Matt have any words of wisdom to wrap up this show? So I don't have to come up with anything like I did last week? Or the last show.
You can lead a horse to water, but a pencil must be led.
Oh, that's good, actually. I like that. But how many people actually out there know what a pencil is? I think they're all used to quills, aren't they? Is that another new invention from you?
Kids these days with their newfangled pencils and their hula hoops. Get off my lawn. So on that note, the last song we're going to have today is Gravel Walk by Sarah Marie Mullen from Harper's Bazaar. And bazaar is just the word I would use for this show.
Indeed, yes. But
we hope you enjoyed the show, and we will catch you next time.
Bye. Thank you.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.